numbers told the story they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two, a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin, Crackman standing by. Before we get to the Crackman, Kelly, you have a Nathaniel Hackett bit of news.
Yes, he has been hired as the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets.
New York Jetropolitans. Mm-hmm. Nathaniel Hackett is your OC. Now, here's the thing. People's knee-jerk to that is going to be, oh, my God, I can't believe they hired Nathaniel Hackett. Well, he doesn't have to consider things as an offensive coordinator like time management.
Nope.
So there's the NFL is littered in history with people who are great coordinators but terrible head coaches. And the two jobs are completely different things. And so maybe it'll work out for him.
Yeah, I don't have a super negative or super positive reaction to this news. Yeah. It makes sense.
Of course, when he was the OC in Green Bay, he had a certain Aaron Rodgers with him as well.
That's also why I'm not going to flip out like it's the greatest hire ever.
So if you do go crazy if you're a Jets fan about this, I can't blame you either, because there's that. Speaking of former Denver head coaching and now their current search, this David Shaw thing to Denver as their head coach is gaining steam. And the reason is because, and I didn't know this, but I guess I could have figured it, David Shaw and Condoleezza Rice are very tight.
Oh, yeah.
And so there is a connection there. And so I think that is a big part of the hiring process in Denver. And I do think that he may end up as their head coach, which is going to be fascinating because the recollection of or everybody's opinion on David Shaw, especially in the last years of his tenure at Stanford, is very poor, to say the least.
Yes, absolutely. I think the one I was reading a piece on this probably a week ago or something about him. He was at Stanford for so long, right? Like, I didn't really know the experience that he had in the NFL. And, I mean, just from all accounts, it sounds like he is very widely respected by a lot of NFL people by front office people and coaching staff. So I'm with you. It's going to be real interesting if he ends up as a head coach in the NFL.
Yeah. By the way, for those who are like, what are you talking about? Condoleezza Rice, I get the Stanford connection. She is part owner of the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger.
There we go.
Billy, at Bill Crackman with the K, by the way.
Good job with that. Whoever did that little.
Who do we give credit to, Michelle? Who do we give credit to?
They changed it, so that whoever did that's a good job changing it.
It's a great question.
The other one was good too, but that's good.
I'm gonna just rattle off Rob, Michelle, Kevin. I don't want to leave anybody.
All right, thanks,
Roberto Moreno, Kevin Trask.
Thank you, guys, girls.
What's happening, Bill? Good morning.
What's going on at Starbucks, Kelly?
I got my 6:50 Americano here every morning, just like I always do, Bill.
I walked in. I got here a little bit early. I got here at 7:30.
Is there a convention going on people, there?
100, I don't think there's any convention. Is there a convention?
Not that I know of.
There is a classic car auction, I believe, going on.
Okay, there's 100 people lined up to spend $8 on a cup of coffee.
Oh, boy.
No, it's just, is it something in that coffee, like the Fountain of Youth drink or something?
Let me ask you something. If Howard Schultz, the founder of Starbucks, had walked up to you before all of this started and said, here's my idea.
Right.
I'm going to have a coffee shop everywhere, and people are going to come, and they're going to pay $8 for an Americano, and they're going to sit there all day on their laptops, and I am going to proliferate this around the world.
It's unbelievable. You're laughing.
What would you have said?
No way.
Yeah, get out of here.
First of all, by the way, ask a kid under 30 today where the coffee shop is in the hotel. Oh, the Starbucks is up front. They don't know the coffee shop in the casino.
Yeah.
They don't know that. You could ask them, maybe even under 35. Now, we can't use these guys because they're schooled. They're well-schooled, well-oiled machine at VSiN here. These kids know what's going on. They know the score. But you ask anybody where the coffee shop is, and they'll point you to they don't know where the coffee shop is. They don't know every single casino hotel at one time had a coffee shop. I mean, it's gone the wayside, like boxing writers. Every newspaper had two boxing writers back in the 20s and 30s and 40s. I mean, it's gone. There's no boxing writers no more.
By the wayside, like boxing's gone.
Like boxing. I think if I think about, like, what would I... What do I mean? I wasn't here in Vegas in the old school days, but like, what is it that I think about from those days that I wish existed today would be big-time prize fights.
Wow, very good. Because maybe even the outdoor. Remember the old outdoor ones?
Outdoor ones.
Man, they were great.
Oh, so many of them.
Oh, God. Teddy told me about it. He was out there at Caesar's Palace a couple times outside. Yeah.
You? Never?
Never.
Really?
Never outdoors. I was indoor, a ton of fights. I was at Tyson Spinks, Tyson Holmes, and Trump Plaza in Atlantic City in 1988. I was at some big, of course, out here, tons of Mayweather fights, and lost my money. I always bet against them.
Wow.
I shouldn't say always. I probably got back 70% when he fought Conor McGregor. I bet a lot of money. I don't want to say overbet, but I bet a healthy five figures on that fight.
We don't bring that up enough. I know we do from time to time, but I'm just thinking about in this 6-year arc of VSiN.
One of the greatest bets of all time.
Like if you did a retrospective on the 6-year arc of the VSiN years, obviously the legalization of sports betting would be up there, maybe at the top, but certainly when you talked about moments in betting history,
right,
that is right at the top where it was like this, its own thing that no one really anticipated being this big thing at all.
Very good.
Remember, it was like minus 2,700 on Mayweather to open here at the South Point, and it was that everywhere. And then the money just came rolling in on Conor McGregor, and all of a sudden it became the biggest betting thing. Like I was telling, I remember saying, you know, we were at Teddy Cover's place for this, and I remember like nervous eating right beforehand because at the time we'd go to the bank the Friday before. I remember taking out money from the bank. It was 5-1 by the time we played it, and I just remember and they're like, "Oh, you're taking out." Don't worry, we'll back on Monday with this money, right? It's like, but it was one of those things where then you realized, wait a minute, it's boxing or some kind of boxing exhibition. What have
it
I
went
done?
Down more than that,
it no. did on because, the last day.
Because the last day,
yeah,
I was at Hard Rock. And they had a private party across the street for some reason at a Japanese restaurant that they put a lot of people in. And it was just more of a cozy setting. And I got there, and I remember looking on my app and on my screen, and one of the sports books went down to $1.85.
What?
And I bet it again. They needed money. Listen, the whole entire town was getting an influx, so much money on Conor McGregor. It was all the kids, UFC, everyone under, you know, the young crowd. They were, I mean, it was like 250, 260.
Really?
They went to a -$1.85 for about an hour.
I remember it got to -4s and then someone dipped to -380. The numbers you're putting out, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
That.
No, it was much lower. It was the day of the fight was -250 and 260.
Really?
Yeah.
Here in town?
Yeah, here in town. Stations, I bet $1.85. Wow. Back when I was allowed to bet at stations.
Wow, I did not know
that.
Yeah,
I remember laying like 450 minus 500, I believe.
I told Jimmy Vaccaro, I remember, because it got close to $5, and I said, I'm just going to wait till it gets to $5. And then it bounced up a tick like a couple days before. He goes, well, I think you missed your shot, kid. And then it just crashed.
Like you guys are saying, it was one of those where, I mean, it's a bet I love, but I remember when as soon as it kind of started, I'm like, wait, do you know how much exposure I have on this? Like, I have way too much money involved in this this silly, like, exhibition.
And it's
fight.
Also, think about the moment in time, because if those two, and I are those two fighting again? I can never remember if it's a done deal or not.
Oh,
but even if they did,
right.
No one's going to care in the same way.
No way.
So think about how our mindset was at the time. Like, the general betting population, or at least the McGregor people, genuinely believed that in this cross-sport event, this guy could beat Floyd Mayweather at his sport.
Right, right, right.
How insane is that in retrospect?
It really was. It was an insane time. But, yeah, no, if anyone, you know, remembers that price going down day of the fight, it was minus, like, 250 and 260. They went to 185 for about an hour, and I bet it, and it stayed the same. They had so much money they needed to get off. The town would have been in trouble, the sports books, for that weekend. Because if Mayweather would have lost that fight,
the strip was overrun.
It was overrun
with Conor McGregor.
It was. Everyone came in from out of the country.
Yes.
Out of town, out of state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were all wearing the colors. I mean, it was a giant weekend here. This town wants those type of weekends again. Well, I'll tell you, when Floyd fought, you know, twice a year, whatever it was here, it was giant drops for the casinos, giant handles. You know, it was just like years ago when there was all different big fights over the years here. Yeah. You know, I'm going back to whatever, you know, especially like those fights with like Sugar Ray Leonard.
Sugar.
Forget it. This town was just, it was a different time. Chris Felica just texted both of us, you and I, Just like all the New York papers having multiple horse racing writers with daily picks and columns. Mm-hmm. He's right. I forgot about that. Yep. I don't know about Washington. New York, the New York Post and the Daily News literally had two giant pages dedicated to the racetracks.
I grew up
the Daily News, I remember 100%.
I grew up reading the Washington Post, and it was a great place to grow up for a newspaper reading because it was Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon, who are now known to everybody as the giant stars guys. Of Pardon the Interruption. It was Thomas Boswell on baseball, who was a massive baseball writer, and Andrew Beyer was the Post's horse racing
guy. Like the Beyer number guy.
So all of those guys were Washington Post sports columnists. So I had the best of all those words. But to Chris's point, that's exactly right. It was so huge.
I forgot about it.
But think about that.
He's right.
Boxing is dead, largely. Horse racing, dying.
Right.
And I do believe baseball is like around the corner. I really do. Yeah. It's like a regional sport.
Isn't it sad that football's coming to an end? Do you believe there's only three games left?
Dude, I'm already depressed.
I thought about it this morning. Like, I can't. There's only three games. We were just talking about football's going to be here in a month. Where did it go?
It felt like that was the quick. I don't know. Maybe it's because maybe it's every year we get older. It just seems quicker.
Yeah.
But that one seemed like a blink.
Wow, this season flew by.
Flew by. Yeah.
Jesus.
So you have a bet. We're going to get to that. You have totals bet. A total bet in one of these two championship games.
Explain the whole thing.
Which they didn't move after you betted.
Pretty surprised.
And then you have another bet, which is a first half bet, which they did move.
They did move
betted.
The first half.
All right. We'll let you know what those two things are. Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. The podcast is called Wise Cracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger. Coming back. Numbers Game Visa in the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Split bets.
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter bet year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. By the way, one note. Earlier, we were talking about exact as it's circa, and we were comparing them to what we were talking about before the postseason. So I don't want to, you know, say something that'll get misinterpreted. Based on what we talked about them initially, obviously it's not nearly as interesting. But there's actually some creative bets there because of the nature of these lines. And again, what you like, if certainly bet these more than you would the future at this point. I think on either of these, on any of these teams. So I think there's some value in that circa Super Bowl exacta market just against what we were talking about earlier was juxtaposed against what we were talking about before the postseason. You have some bets, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
What is the total bet you made this weekend?
Well, I bet a total yesterday. Actually, though, I didn't tell you the first half of it, so let me tell you. Okay. So when the line came right up, Kansas City-Cincinnati, I bet under 48.5 at Caesars for a good amount.
Which game?
Kansas City, Cincinnati. I bet under 48.5. Thought it was going to go much lower. It did. It went down to 46.5. And I actually liked my side. But then I actually got reports from two different people I know that don't even know each other that were actually betting Mahomes props over. And these are winning guys. And I was like kind of surprised on a Wednesday, even though just seeing them one time here and one thing. But they had some good word that Mahomes is going to be really healthy to play. I mean, over 280.5 yards. God, it sounds like a sucker bet.
Well, but, right. We
you know,
said
anything can happen. It could just get hit again. It's all over.
On the show yesterday, the second segment yesterday, and this was sort of before all of, you know, before Patrick Mahomes was actually practicing, Fezzik had texted. He was like, yeah, Right Angle Sports just grabbed Kansas City plus 2.5.
Yep.
So people got the word
that
he would be full participant.
Yeah. So I also bet the first half Kansas City when I got the word. I had a good line on that, and then Circa moved right away after I bet it. They actually had a better line at one time, but I got the second there. But now my line looks great, and they did move. But they didn't move the total for a large bet, so I'm pretty surprised. So they still either they have some heavy money, on the under, or they kind of like the under in that game because usually – when I'm betting a good amount of money, they'll move. You know, anyone that's pretty sharp, they'll move off of. So then again, this is an NFL, and you know, conference championship game. But being that I know in volume that they have probably taken a plethora of bets, because I think even Fez yesterday texted me over 47. I'm almost positive Fez texted that to me too. He'll be on your show here, right? So you said, yeah, Fez texted that also over 47, 447 yesterday afternoon. So I would think people would go there to bet. I seen Caesars went from 47 to 47 and a half, but I just know Circa didn't move. So listen, I talked about it last week. The Circa lean is like the old Pinnacle lean to me. So we'll see what happens more towards game time here, but I find it interesting that they're still at the 47. I think they're really only South Point here and there has 47. Everyone else is 47 and a half.
You agree that the money will continue to come in on Kansas City
on
at
Kansas
this point?
City. Yeah, on Kansas, sure.
It's a straight one across the board now. Kansas City favored one.
People don't know this. DraftKings for 2 minutes opened up, though. You know what they opened the game, DraftKings? By the way, DraftKings, got to give them credit. They opened the game first. No one had a line on a lot of the games here for the playoffs. They had a line first. So DraftKings had Kansas City -3 for about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it was three dog 20, and then it was gone. So, someone bet on Cincinnati +3, which is a very good bet now. But by game time, this game will probably go back up to 2. So we'll see what happens. It's a solid one across the screen now. There's only one pick 'em that I see. So a solid one. I think this game is going to be but let me tell you.
Do you anticipate your position? Then will you have bets on both sides, basically?
No, not really. I really don't have no bets on. I would need Cincinnati to win the game for a future bet I made before the playoffs. Everyone else had like 8-1, 7-1, and 8-1, and someone had 11-1. So I bet Cincinnati. So I have a position on that at one book. But as far as the games themselves, listen, these are well ironed out lines now. Lots of eyeballs on these lines, big money on these games. You don't need a position on each game. You really don't. The secondary markets, the proposition markets, is where I'll be making a lot of bets on player props. And let me just be blunt, more towards game time, I'll be betting under on a lot of the players. Under. I've been a lot of players under probably in the Cincinnati-Kansas City game. I do a Fox show on the weekends, and the Fox show I've run so sick on, like literally 16 out of 19 winning weeks. So it's just, but it's so, what's the word? Unsatisfying. When you give out all winners and then you give out a loser and someone says something, what's that word I'm looking for? It's like, it's so like, wow. Like last week I gave out the last bet, the last segment of the show.
What a shock that someone came at you for that.
What's your best bet? And I gave out like under on all four quarterbacks, under 1.5 touchdowns. That went 3-1. Cincinnati Bengals to score first, which they like. They usually take the ball if they win the coin toss, and the other teams are 50-50, so it's almost a mathematical thing. And it's amazing that you just get no 7-1 on the show. No one says anything. But worse yet, the one loser I got a text on. Did they not hear the other 7? I mean, just running so good on that show compared to life. You can't go 7-1. I mean, you can't go 7-4. You can't go lifetime.
Also, so. Billy, if people dislike you, they'll have no problem making up what your record is also.
Oh, they do. They'll make up stuff, too. They're under
Keep
anonymity. They're telephone tough guys.
Telephone tough guys. Yeah. The courage of anonymity.
No one wants to come down to the studio and say something. I'm right here every Thursday morning.
Why don't you show up at the studio and be a man about it. That's right.
Maybe 100 yards down the road.
Yeah. No, but that's always going to be the case, right? It's always going to be a gloryless thing.
Yeah, it is.
Because if you wait, here's the thing. If someone is waiting long enough for you to have a losing streak, it'll happen. It'll happen. Trust me, you'll win in the end.
Yeah. I'm very, very, I don't know anyone that's more, Right Angle Sports. I give them the guys credit for this too. Very open on their winnings and wins and losses. I'm very open. I write a write-up every week. 2 weeks ago, I lost for the week. I wrote a giant write-up about losing for the week. But for the year, for the season, I'm destroying it in props and in college basketball. But I write it up. Nobody, you know what the guys that are all selling games, they love talking about what they've done lately, what they've done the last 2 weeks. Oh, we're 10-2 in the last 2 weeks. I want to know what you've done lifetime. I want to know if you could survive. I want to know if you could survive 30 years betting sports like
me. Bill, like I said, it doesn't matter. Like baseball, I always give this example because it's the most stark. 2012, massively good baseball year. 2013, sadly, when you knew me, horrible baseball year. 2014, great baseball year. You know what they say afterwards? Hey, you're not transparent with your record. No wins. No. It's like legitimately no one is more transparent. So if they want to hate you, they're going to hate you anyway, Bill.
Right.
That's the problem.
Right.
Because sports bettors are how can I put this? In many cases, miserable humans.
You know, I'll tell you. I literally was running ridiculous in college basketball.
Yep.
And I lost a couple guys. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm 61-35 and some people canceled? What's going on? And then they sent me back, well, I bet all your stuff in parlays. So you bet 14. Like I give out four games. I go 3-1.
Who told you to bet parlays?
By the way, right. I actually got the text. Yeah. He goes, I messed up, man. I bet in parlays.
Well, here's the other thing. So Dr. Bob, who's usually on with us on Friday, but he won't be tomorrow. By the way, you know who is on the show tomorrow, Friday? Brent Musburger.
Oh, right. Nice.
How about that? In studio.
In studio.
What an honor.
Beautiful.
Just an honor. But Dr. Bob used to say it all the time, right? Where he would, the other sort of cruel trick about it is, if you lose a lot of the, you know, if you go into a box score afterwards and you say, oh my God, look, we were the best three-point shooting team, I'll just use a ridiculous example, the best three-point shooting team in the example happened to go 2-for-18 in this game, and that's why we lost. Nothing, when you lose, it doesn't matter. You can't rationalize to people, right?
You can't.
They just think you're making excuses.
Very good.
So that's when you know that this is sort of a fool's errand, because like a guy like Bob, he will tell you, he goes, no, here's why we lost, and that happens. And
I don't talk like that usually.
The torrent of criticism that would come afterwards.
So last night I had Curry over points, rebounds, assists over 39.5, and he got thrown out of the game with 39. In other words, a tie score.
Don't say that.
Don't tell nobody.
Don't tell that.
That's exactly what happened.
Because you're making excuses. How did you know he's not going to throw his mouthpiece and get ejected?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the game. Is that what happened? Did he throw his mouthpiece?
Yeah, with a minute and a half left. Yeah.
Oh, a minute and a half left. He threw it and got ejected.
Three ejections in his lifetime, all three having to do with the mouthpiece.
Yes.
Usually the throwing of the mouthpiece.
Usually the mouthpiece is sort of in the general direction of a referee, but this was about his teammate hoisting up a three.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Curry was upset because the mouthpiece didn't hit anybody. Shopping around just to Mahomes prop lines real quick, as Bill was talking about that. A lot of books you're going to see don't even have it listed. Looks like the low water mark is 280.5 over at BetMGM, 282.5 your high water mark at FanDuel.
Thank you, sir. More Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger, right here in studio on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season, where our experts break down brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, Kelly Bidlin in the house, as well as Bill Krakenberger. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Joe Belicious, I have a 9-1 ticket on Aryna Sabalenka to win the Australian Open. So it sounds like a hedge may be in order. Well, Joe Belicious, I'm on Rybakina. I would, but it's completely up to you. If you have not changed your conviction, then no. But I think that it sets up nicely for you with Rybakina as a dog, so I would.
It's always a tough question to get it when you're in the spot that you're in. Because, obviously you would do it, but you made the bet for a reason,
you
right? How much do you believe in the bet?
Did something change? Mike Rouse passed it on a thread about exactly corroborating what we were saying about the Duquesne Loyola Chicago Uber Eats delivery, that it was a complete setup.
any specific details in there we didn't get? I mean, did a pretty hard-hitting investigation on the show.
We did. Yeah, this was someone named Austin Hansen at Austin Hansen TV, who is an assistant athletic director at Loyola of Chicago, I believe. Assistant athletic director, content development and broadcast operations at Loyola.
Yeah, that's where we got the video from.
Oh, okay. So you read his thread? But he said everyone keeps asking me. Oh, you did. Okay.
Because I think he was worried that he was going to be accused of being in on it because the video's so good.
Yeah.
He's right next to the guy when he takes the video.
John Fitzgibbons, you're going to have to block time out on the Megapod for Jeff Parlay to react to the bombshell news of Nathaniel Hackett being the new OC of the New York Jets. And also saying, cue Todd Wishnev counting down as Parlay is talking, 10-9-8-7. Eduardo, I have Jalen Brunson, most improved NBA player, 125-1. Does it have any shot?
Sure. Great bet at that number. I know that was a popular one a couple weeks ago. He could work his way into the mix. I think he's like 30-1 right now. I'd say he's still on the outside looking in, but I mean, at that number, it's a hell of a bet.
Chance Copperpot. The unscripted with the Crackman intro music is great. I feel like T.I. is about to come in and drop a few bars. Also, Bill, Starbucks is overrated. Don't listen to Kelly.
Yeah, I'm not a Starbucks fan.
Shots fired.
It's too strong.
I responded. I prefer Dunkin'. I would go to a lot of places, right. But it's right over there.
Yeah, it's just convenient.
And I got to come in here at 5:30 in the morning, so I'm not going out of my way.
Mustache icon. Does Rybakina playing doubles at the Australian Open affect your handicap at all? She's played a lot more tennis than Sabalenka in this tournament. No, it does not. In fact, some players will tell you that they prefer to keep active playing doubles. Chris Heath, I've noticed Starbucks within resorts don't allow 50-cent refills or drip cups. Mark Geiger, in-house attorney, numbers game. Back in the day, there was never anything quite like Fight Night at Caesars. The energy was palpable. Yes, you could tell it was. It was a beautiful thing. On and on about Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. I'll read this one. Billy Luppert. Gil, I worked in the boxing media for 12 years. And for people to think a guy making his pro boxing debut could beat one of the best fighters of his time was the most egregious thing I've ever seen. We'll never see free money like that again. Line should have been minus 5,000. That's why we brought it up. You're 100% right. And it was minus 2,700.
Floyd played with him, too. He let it be a
well, remember the first three rounds.
Yeah.
There was a little part of you the first three rounds. You're like, wait a minute.
Sure.
But Floyd was just messing around.
Yeah, he was messy. He wanted to give the fans a little bit of something for their money.
Yeah, then Connor was running out of steam, and Floyd was just messing with him. Just for, it was like four rounds or something, it felt like.
Yeah.
Riley Granite. Looking forward to Brent Musburger in studio with Gil and Kelly on Friday. Countdown to kickoff with Brent Musburger has been great to listen to all NFL season on VSiN Live. And Brent was kind enough to have me on the show. That was the third time I did a show this year. He was kind enough to do the Megapod. And Kelly, we have been remiss in not having him on a numbers game. So
yeah,
get rectified tomorrow.
Yeah, we figured it'd be a good idea to maybe invite Brent Musburger on, you know?
That's right.
It's kind of a big deal.
Let's see. Boop, ba-doop, ba-doop. Oh, Kenny G. Not that Kenny G. Morning, Gil. Can you ask Bill where can I find his show on the weekend? Best show on Thursday with you both. Thanks. Where can he find your Fox show?
It's on foxsportsradio.com. 500 networks nationwide. And it's on, you can just go to foxsportsradio.com and listen to it there, too. It's called Countdown to Kickoff. It's on 7 to 10 a.m. our time, Vegas time. And we have 3 episodes left. We've been going all season real strong. I say we, it's me, Brian Noe, and Jeff Schwartz, 8-year veteran, which I like to have his, I ask him so many questions.
We've had Jeff Schwartz on the show before many times.
I ask Jeff so many questions about, like, you know, gambling. What was going on when you were playing for the Giants or Carolina? What was going on in the locker room? Do you guys know you were a favorite? Did they ever use that as motivation? I talk to him from that perspective all the time, and he's an open book because he bets now. Now he's a he's a gambler now.
Well,
he's a sports bettor. So
we've had him on a numbers game many times. I think he's been all over the network here at VSiN.
Oh, good.
And we had him on the Megapod. Todd Wishnev is off camera because he's ready to do the Megapod with us. Did you and Jeff not get along, Todd? How would you characterize that? Was there a little snafu between you two guys? No, he's saying no.
Really?
He's looking at you like
he's a member of the tribe.
Even
like
know what you're talking about.
Todd's like, what are you talking about? Yeah, Jeff.
Oh. The Todd father in the house.
Todd
father. He said he's pleasant with everybody.
Yeah. No. Jeff had an issue. All right. So.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. No.
Got Todd, no microphone, Todd. Just was looking for an answer. All right.
Todd's back in town.
Todd is back in town. So we play tennis every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Wow.
He crushes me every day. He's very good.
Wow.
Yeah. He and him and Fezzik are going on another weight loss challenge, so we'll talk about that as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But you guys play tennis every day. You don't play for money.
Or
is there a spread?
Well, we did. We used to do that.
Okay. And it got too high of a balance, and then you guys just forgot.
Well, no, I used to take money from him, and then he took money from me, and then we're not doing it now.
Good, good.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. You guys are friends. You shouldn't be. I don't gamble with my friends. I don't.
Oh, like, it's so great.
Really? I never do.
Really?
I never, never. I can't name a friend that's a real friend that I say, I'll bet you $100 on something. You know, no, I just don't.
Are you accusing us of not being friends?
No, no, oh, you okay. don't do it now, you yeah. said.
We don't, but that's just because it'll yeah. probably be, well, it all depends on the line.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
You know, not only do I not gamble with friends, and it's a good habit not even to give friends picks.
Oh.
It really is.
For sure.
Because everyone, they have their own opinions, and they're always going to blame it against you, and you have to be with them. So you have to be with them all the time. They're your buddies. So I don't even give, you know. But yet I have a very smart kid back home in Margate, New Jersey, that's very, very smart. He wants to know everything I'm on, everything, every day. And he's one of my best friends, and he listens to everything. And obviously he's very successful. But he listens to everything, never complains about any losses ever. But once you complain about something,
oh, dude,
you're done.
First week That's of the it. NFL season. First week of the NFL season, which was a huge weekend for me, right? Like, it was a big week.
Yep.
Big weekend. They wanted one pick in something else, I think.
Right.
And it lost. And, oh, my God, like the stuff that they, oh, yeah, real good pick. You're like, I cannot believe you.
Can't
people.
Do it. I mean, That's I can't it. Do it.
Don't I'm ever betting, ask me I'm, again I'm for anything.
Literally, not 100, yeah. Maybe more times than you're betting $50. Yeah. I had $5,000 on something. You want to go? So here's your $50. Yeah. Never say nothing again. We're friends for life. You're my buddy.
Yeah.
Here's $50 you lost.
Goodbye.
We're done with picks.
That's right.
Hang out every weekend.
Don't
hang
ever
out.
Ask me
We're
again.
Done. Do your own stuff. Well, that's all. I don't mean to be so sensitive towards it, but I don't want to hear that when I have a lot of money on things.
Yeah.
And you're my friend and you're with me for life and you're, you know. If you listen to everything, you're going to make money.
So for those who are unfamiliar with you and they're just landing on this for the first time or the second time, whenever, but they're not familiar. So after football season, so once football season ends,
yeah.
are you still college yeah. basketball betting
sure.
every day?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
When does college that basketball? Drop off?
Well, believe it or not, the second round of March Madness, I slow down big time.
Yeah.
It gets to be tougher. But the first round, I love.
Okay, then what happens after college basketball?
Yeah, but, you know, there's still secondary markets. There's golf matchups, which I've done very well
golf.
Over a lifetime.
Because I don't know you to be an NBA better. I don't know you to be a baseball.
I do a couple totals in NBA, but who beats him? NBA sides? I don't know anyone that beats him. I really don't.
You
know who beats him? Like maybe like he doesn't do sides. He does totals.
He does totals.
I'm wrong on what I'm thinking.
I know who you're
thinking.
I'm thinking
yeah, he does totals.
Yeah.
Totals, first half totals, second half totals. There is a really, really sharp group out here. Any of the bookmakers that are listening will know. There's a super sharp group betting NBA right now. One game, maybe a day, one every 2 days. They're running. I don't want to say the percentage because it sounds unbelievable. Something's going on. The game's moving 6-7 points. Something's up. But however, there's a real super sophisticated sharp group out there, definitely winning. But they're just doing totals too. So
have they been around for years or just
no.
this year?
This is new.
Okay. So that whenever I
this
hear
this is new.
But no, there's the skeptic in me, right?
Yeah.
Whenever I hear that, do you believe they're as likely to be as successful next year? Because I don't, unless you do it year after year.
Yeah.
Because we've all been there. We've all had good seasons, right? We've all had great seasons.
They're winning by so much that it yeah. just, I usually would be skeptical.
See, the basketball totals better you were referring to.
Yeah.
You have to buy into him because he does it year after year
sure.
after year.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Carl Sack, who works for Rob, year after year after year. That is. But if you, because there's been a lot of people who have come in. Chrissy can tell you stories,
sure.
right?
Group,
oh, my
runs.
God, this guy's killing us in baseball.
There was a guy with the bag of money a couple of years ago. Yeah. There was a nickname he had.
Oh.
He had bags of money would come in.
Duffel bag boy.
Duffel bag
duffel,
boy.
Yeah, yeah. Duffel bag boy. What cemetery is he located in now? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm referring to. We'll wrap it up with the crack man. On the other side, it's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Skill Alexander. Pro tip of the hour, Kelly. Remember yesterday when we didn't give the first pro tip till like 8:20 for the 7 o'clock hour and then never got around to the second one?
Yep.
Oh, we can't let that happen today. Nope. If you're looking to bet the Bengals, or the Bengals, as Matt Brown would say,
Bengals.
Just wait at this point. The line has moved to Kansas City's way after Patrick Mahomes was a full participant in practice yesterday and likely will move a bit more before it closes.
Not likely.
Yeah.
It's more.
We just put
as we speak right now. Yeah. It just went red on my screen in front of me. And Dom Best, Pinnacle's -1, -110, which that means they're a 4 cent shop. So that means that they're leaning that way. And Chris just went to -1, -111.
And conversely, conversely, if you want the Chiefs here, bet them.
Yeah,
go there, bet them right now.
Yeah, I would.
Could go all the way back to where it started.
There's still two pick'ems in town.
Where?
Stations and Win.
It's your VEASAN Pro Tip of the Hour. Searchable at VEASAN.com. One every hour, at least 20 a day. Right here for VEASAN Pro subscribers only. By the way, Kelly, we got to go back and look at the VEASAN Pro Football Betting Guide to find out how wacky our picks were.
It's in your inbox.
Is it? Oh.
In that thing, that wild new contraption called email they came up with.
I have a little trouble with email. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah, you do. You struggle a little bit.
I'll struggle with
it's
it.
Okay.
I struggle with remembering to even look. Is really what I struggle with.
Yeah, maybe we'll go through some of these tomorrow.
Yeah, some are they ridiculous?
Yeah, some of them are.
Okay, I look forward to that.
A lot of Colts AFC South winners.
Oh,
here,
I'm sure I had that. I'm sure I had the Colts AFC South. That was a very consensus pick. Bill, you wanted to comment on a tweet we got, or you? Got.
I put up a tweet.
Oh, you did. Okay.
I did, and I want to read it to you.
Please.
Four different people sent me articles on big parlay scores that are in the press this week. Now that's. This I put up Monday. I just retweeted it again. They are basically, like, I don't know, it's a strong word. I probably shouldn't have used it, but they are scam articles that give the public false hope. Below is a rare, fantastic article that shows what's going on in a state that's fairly new to gaming apps, and it's Connecticut. Great article that an ESPN writer, I'm actually shocked that they wrote this. It just shows you really what goes on with gamblers in general and, you know, what's happening in these new jurisdictions that are new to gambling apps. So it's inside the life of a gambling helpline worker. So it's not only the line worker, it's her boss. It's many people that are involved in this article that from Gamblers Anonymous on down. Really, really good article about responsible gambling and what goes on, and the calls she gets are staggering. They cannot man the call center enough in Connecticut. By the way, I'm using Connecticut. That's what the article's on. This is all the 36. Some, you know, I'm going to use all the states that have sports betting legally, and even the ones that don't have it legally. It happens. There's still problem gambling lines in California. I mean, even though they don't have sports betting. But now that it is so fashionable and so out of the closet, and
accepted.
You know, everyone's fine. And,
yes.
You know, like, you know, I remember my parents say, Billy, are you doing anything illegal? Make sure you're not doing nothing illegal. Uh-huh. You know, old-fashioned parents. And now I could go on and talk about it on five or six shows a week.
Let me just stop you right there. Yeah. I had a couple college friends that were out here some years ago.
Yep.
And I remember they asked me, they're like, we really wanted, you know, we had a dinner or whatever, and they came back the next day, and they're like, we just wanted to ask you, it's like, are you in danger? Is everything okay? Yes, I'm in imminent danger. It's what I wanted to tell them.
So I kind of posted it. And you know what? You see what I mean? They just don't know. They don't know what's up.
They don't know.
They don't know what's up.
Yeah.
So I do like the responsible gambling thing. And even though I'm in the sports betting business, and it doesn't matter. I know what it is to grow up a kid like I did on the Jersey Shore, New York. And I know what it is. I mean, I was getting parlay cards literally as a kid, 8 years old, 9 years old. You know, our families didn't think it was nothing harmless. So you get a parlay card. Yeah, fill out the thing. And you get 4 out of 4, you get $10 for $1. And that leads to going to racetracks and lotteries and casinos and, you know, being a casino at 17 like I was. You know, so I know what it is. So I try to talk about the responsible gambling side of things, too. peer pressure so much. All these kids think they know everything just because they watch ESPN or a sports network, and they think they could start betting sports and making money. And it just leads to so many bad things. This article is unbelievable. It's written by Ryan Hockensmith on ESPN. It was, even though it was last year, I just wanted to bring it to light again, and I think it's a really good article. Everyone should read about what goes on beside in a call center and the calls they get. You know, think about it. So these apps, when the games are over, they have online blackjack. They have online casino slots and cyberspace stuff. I mean, you know, it's so easy to get caught up into it when everyone goes to sleep. And I'm not saying, listen, this is housewives doing this too. It's it could be really scary. And at least I know in Jersey, the responsible gaming section of like I go to DraftKings. I couldn't put money in DraftKings because the responsible gaming that the Jersey's pretty good with this. They wanted to vet me.
Oh,
they literally looked at my bank accounts.
Yeah.
They looked at my, they wanted a phone bill. They wanted to look at where my money comes from before I was able to deposit. I deposited a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. But so anyone depositing more than 10 grand, they're going to want to, they want to do that. And literally they wouldn't let me deposit 50. They said, we'll give you, you can put 20 in, give us a couple days to find out about you. And then we'll give you the right. And this really happened and happened to a lot of people. So New Jersey's pretty good on responsible gaming, but the bulk of the customers are only depositing 2 grand and 3 grand. They don't check them. There's no way to check them. You don't know someone with 2 grand. You don't think it's nothing, but it could hurt them. It could be. So that's why I bring this stuff to light too. Because it's the small guys that I'm concerned about.
Bringing it back to what you started with, though, do you believe the, and there's a lot of things, like we could say a lot of good, we could say a lot of bad, we can certainly pick a lot of bad stuff that is out there, but do you believe the publicizing of big parlay hits is top of the list of the single most irresponsible things
in terms
of marketing?
I don't like it.
Oh, I don't either. But
I don't think $5 tickets to win $100,000 should be posted on there, and everyone trying to, you know.
Isn't that though? If we keyed in on one thing, isn't that the thing that is the, because just like a lottery, right? People love. There's something about the way our brains are wired, right? People love the thought of putting in very little money into something and making just a pile of it, right? Just inherently, who wouldn't? So parlays is the sports betting equivalent of that, and so. Those getting publicized, which are one in, you know, a massive amount that actually get there, that leads to that same sort of human desire, right?
Sure.
Where it's like, oh, wow, if it happened to him, it can happen to me.
Right.
It's the one thing that sort of drives people down the wrong path more than anything.
You should bet straight bets only. You should bet straight bets. You want to bet maybe 10% of your straight bet on the money line. I have no problem with that, with betting underdogs. But, you know, putting stuff together in a parlay. Now, granted, you know, I say that, and I'll bet parlays, sure. If I can bet overnight three teams that are -3, and I know they're going to be 5 by the next day, and I can put them in a round robin, absolutely I'll bet that. But that's not because I'm turning the house odds around on myself because the lines are going to move. But for the general public, though, no, because you really shouldn't be betting parlays. It's not something that you – but they love betting parlays. And, you know, even some sharp guys recently bet parlays, though. I know two different sharp groups that bet Cincinnati money line with back then was Cincinnati, Buffalo, and – San Fran, and they all won. They got the money, but they shouldn't have got the money. They got lucky that Miami didn't beat Buffalo. They got really lucky. Baltimore didn't beat Cincinnati.
But I've said it many times before. I'll do it in tennis for the same reason you are. I know that I'll get the best of the number on this. Now, I won't necessarily in that book at that moment have the best lines of everything. That's an absolutely proper criticism of parlays. You won't get the best number at that moment in one book for all of your legs, right? That's something that people should be aware of also.
Sure.
But yeah, generally speaking, but that's the only sport I'll do it in because that's the only sport where I believe that I have the edge to do it.
People are looking for a big payout too. Everyone's looking to go to the crap table and bet the high low, you know, bet the aces, bet the sixes. I mean, they don't realize how it's double digit house edge against you.
Yeah.
They don't realize that. They're just looking to make a score. But those people that are looking to make a score are why the sports books are in business. I'm sorry to bring all that stuff up. I know some of the bookmakers probably like, oh, man, that's terrible telling people not to bet parlays, crack.
No, it's okay.
It is what it is.
You're allowed to make your PSA. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
We should every once in a while.
Listen, you guys put betting tips up there. I mean, you know, they're some of the betting tips I 100%. Some of them they steal from me. It's okay, though. I don't mind.
Go back to the pro tips, Kelly. See how many are stolen from crack.
No, I love them. I love them. Good job, guys.
All right, Bill. Thank you, sir.
See
as
you guys
always,
next week.
Bill Crackman, at Bill Crackman with a K. Bill Crackenberger, at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. Wise Cracks, the name of the podcast. We're doing the Megapod. Steve Fezzik is our guest. Look for that on the Beating the Book feed. Lombardi Line next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.